and damage to green lanes means a license application from one of the country's leading adventure driving companies is likely to be refused. Peter Lugg reports from the heart of the Langdale Forest.
Langdale Forest in the North York Moors National Park, a wilderness of supreme tranquility, a place for walkers, for bird watchers. Let's off-road. Langdale Quest have been operating four-wheel drive vehicles in the forest since 1995. By arrangement with the Forestry Commission, they've been able to give hundreds of 4x4 drivers the off-road experience, teaching driving skills the like of which can be found in no other national park in Britain. But now, the North York Moors authorities have said it has to stop.
Well, the main complaints have been from people who live in and around that area, saying that it's been noisy, that it's been stopping their enjoyment of the park, that they've been damaging the tracks, harming the wildlife, operating outside the hours which they've got permission for.
In fact, these aren't green lanes in the conventional moorland sense. They're actually former fire breaks within the forest, which have been surfaced by the 4x4 drivers over the last 10 years. Now, what they're saying is that if these sites are closed, the pressure on more sensitive areas will increase.
I don't believe it's the National Park's choice to decide whether four-wheel drive vehicles come into their park area or not. There's a wealth of green lanes in this area, which traditionally off-road drivers have used, and that use is increasing. By having a facility like the Quest in the heart of where these green lanes exist, helps to entice the vehicles off the green lanes and protect them for further generations.
Thursday's meeting will decide whether or not Langdale Quest's temporary licence should be made permanent. The recommendation is for refusal, on the grounds that 4x4 activities are incompatible with other recreational uses within the park.